MSNBC's Chris Matthews is on the phone.
He is Mr. MSNBC.
He is.
Yes, he is.
And I assume that you are in Iowa.
I'm in Des Moines, Iowa, right here.
Yeah.
And I'll be on all night. But we got 8 hours tonight and then an hour this afternoon, 9 hours today on the air.
I saw you last night. You said you were feeling butterflies.
Yeah, because it's, you know what bugs me? You know, in politics, what you do is you want to hide between like 6 o'clock at night and 9 o'clock at night on election night because you're getting these early returns, and they're usually wrong, and they just drive you crazy because they taunt you, they tease you, and they're never accurate. And the trouble is they have a really good poll out here that came out 2 days ago, and it had certain results, and I go, oh, God, this is going to affect the way people vote. They're going to go, I'm going to vote against the poll. The poll's going to change the way I vote. I hate these polls that come out and make everybody think this is the truth. People didn't vote yet. They haven't voted at all, and yet people are acting like there's a result in, you know, and that's the kind of stuff that causes me butterflies.
And the numbers in terms of the polls, because last night, which I think people need to be reminded of, and we were talking about this morning, Tom, is that Rick Santorum won last time.
Yeah, who would have believed it? It was so late, you know. God, it was days later, and he got no headline out of it at all. And it was like, oh, yeah, he won, but that didn't count. I guess it has to count by New Hampshire. If you don't know in a few days, it doesn't matter at all. I mean, God, I remember one of those elections between Jimmy Carter and Ted Kennedy years ago where it just said in the front page of the Philly Inquirer, Daily News, squeaker. That was all it said. It didn't say who won. It just said squeaker.
So the polls that say that Donald Trump is way ahead, Donald Trump is the man, don't pay attention to that because they're probably wrong?
It's only five, and we don't know how he gets the fan base, and he has a fan base, these people that cheer like crazy at his event. Do they know how to get to the polling place? Do they know where it is? I mean, if you've never been there before, you got to find the. And that's always one of the questions they ask in these better polls. They say, where is the voting location? So you know you actually how to get there. You know, I think young people especially aren't used to going to some of these community centers and places where they vote. You know, I always wonder, an easier way to get people to vote is to go someplace they normally go, you know. I don't know.
TVS's,
I don't know where people go regularly. Find a place people always go to. Starbucks, I don't know. Find out where they normally go and let them vote there.
Make that the precinct, polling place.
Yeah, make it easy. You know, make it, you know, outside the Safeway, outside the place you go to the local store, make voting easy. I think that should be the goal.
Well, let's start with not doing it on a Monday or a Tuesday.
Well, that's the other issue, because if you got a real job, meaning a job where there's a boss, and you have to punch in, suppose you have to get to work by 8:30 or 8, and you get off at 5. That's a regular job. Okay, that means you got to go somewhere, wait in line, buck traffic, and still get there by 8. That's a risk. So you know, they used to say that the country turns Democrat after 6 o'clock at night. You know, it's Republican all day, and then it turns Democrat at 6. And so if the guy comes home, the woman comes home from work, if it's a woman, she's generally worried about dinner, and then she's thinking, well, do I make dinner or do I vote? You know, it is a crunch time, and then you got to wait in one of those lines and hope that the line doesn't get cut off, but usually they don't. But you still have to wait in line and all the time saying, I'll be home. So it puts a crunch on the average working guy and woman that the independently serving guy who has his own business doesn't have to worry about. A lawyer can just pop out and come back again.
You know? So let's pretend that you have the ghost of Tim Russert, the late, great Tim Russert, on your shoulder, uh-huh. And you're there with that eraser board. Can you call anything tonight?
Well, he didn't call. What he called is the key states. Come on now. He would say Florida.
Don't be giving him all that credit.
He was always right, by the way. Here's what I would say. I would say that they're all going to pay attention to who wins tonight and start talking like them. How's that for a So they're going to try to figure out what's the decent part of the Trump appeal, the decent part, and what's the indecent part, and separate the two and try to find the good part. And figure out what is it they like about this guy and try to be like that. I think the best bet tonight is Hillary, because I think her people will stick with her. And I think Trump is tricky, though. I don't know about the Trump thing, because those people haven't voted before. You know, In fact, I have to go now. They want me on this show here. Well, so hey, Tom, please have me back. Please have me back.
Oh, anytime, Chris Matthews.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Will you be doing the BET Awards like Wolf Blitzer?